During World War II, a group of soldiers and civilians worked to locate and rescue valuable items confiscated by Hitler's soldiers that had been stored in salt mines. The group was known as the Monuments Men, and the story of their work inspired this company's mission today. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Above ground, you'll find Hutchinson, Kansas. Below ground, you'll find this.
This salt mine was actually opened up in the early 1920s, specifically just mining salt. Salt's used for road salt.
Lee Spence is president and CEO of Underground Vaults and Storage in Hutchinson, Kansas. We'll get to his company in a moment, but at one time, there were over 20 companies mining salt here in the area. This specific mine, 650 feet below ground, where Lee and I did this interview, is quite large.
They mined out over 980 acres of salt in this mine. They produce quite about 5,000 tons of salt every day.
That accounts for about 68 miles of tunnels in this mine. In the 1950s, there was an idea to use some of those mined areas underground for another purpose.
Some of our owners was very connected in with the World War II Monuments Man group. Some of you seen that movie. It's when Hitler stored a lot of things over in the German-Austria salt mines, and the idea kind of surfaces from there that we could do the same thing and store valuable records and artifacts.
The Cold War of the 50s and 60s brought concerns of nuclear attack from the Russians. Storing valuable items underground was a service that companies began to seek as a way to have ultimate protection from disaster. We did this interview in one of those vast areas underground where Lee's company maintains a variety of property.
We have 106 of these bays. That's 15,000 square feet in diameter, and it's 300 feet deep, 50 feet wide, and we actually just build shelving and we set it up. This one happens to be movie film.
Lee mentioned movie film, and that alone provides this company with much notoriety. It's quite an enterprise with over 40 acres of storage underground here, and there's much more of the story to tell next time. As we travel the countryside, in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.